Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Who Is Survey call on the 10th of November 2011. On the line today we have Susan Potter, Anne Mastiger, Michael Young, Werner Staub, and Wilson Abigaba. From staff we have Liz Gaster, Barry Codd, and myself, Nancy Peregrin. We also have apologies from Don Blumenthal, Elisa Cooper, Julie Headland, and Steve Metallic. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks everyone for coming to the call. I appreciate your efforts as always. This is a volunteer effort, so we should always acknowledge and thank everyone for every one of these meetings that we attend and the work that they provide. Unfortunately, it looks like we'll go through our agenda, I guess, but you know, to note off the top, we're missing two of our co-chairs, and I am happy to say that Don and I will be meeting Monday in Toronto. So we'll
get, I think you've got the other two now. I think you've got two and you're just missing Don. Werner and Wilson are both on.
Oh, Werner joined. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Welcome, Werner. So just to say, Don, you have an opportunity to catch up with Don on Monday and do some face-to-face work on the items that we're dealing with here. So that's good news in that Don did have some things going on a personal level that kept him away from the working group for a bit, but those have been resolved. So we can expect him to, he's excited to talk with him. He's excited to pick up and get back involved again. So shall we start with the agenda bashing? Has everyone reviewed the agenda? Does anyone want to add or change anything to the agenda?
Well, it's Liz. I think we've agreed to add the, just as a discussion item, the board request on SAC 51, the SAC taxonomy report.
Correct. Okay. So that will slot basically under six for new business. We'll come
great
back to that. Anything else from anyone? Okay. So why don't we, hearing nothing, why don't we go to our, I think we have Wilson and Werner on, and so we'll start with Werner. That's okay?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, I have nothing to report because I was unable to handle the last couple of things, you know, in the ICANN meeting. I was had conflicting meetings, wasn't able to make it. And this was actually the situation thereafter. It's a situation I've never had before in terms of the amount of pressure that's building up for the new GTLD program. So I'm even worried a little bit about the future because this does not seem to be to abate. So I would like to discuss about how we can handle this because of the amount of time that is not expected it would be taken on me and probably also many people here also with respect to the new TTLE program. So I still want to do as much as I can on this, but I'm not at all satisfied about the my own inability to have to contribute as much as I wanted to.
Werner, I totally understand. I think we all, at least some of us in the groups have direct pressures from the new program. Some of us, volunteer in different ways around ICANN, so may not. Would you want to consider talking to the members of your subgroup and seeing if somebody wants to switch up the leadership role with you?
That might be an idea, yes. That might be an idea. Because it's really there's not I've taken this responsibility and I just realized this is no longer compatible with the situation, and so it would need somebody who can lead this and not be drawn away for all the time with other urgencies that have built up to a degree that I've never seen in my life actually.
Okay. Refresh me on who we assigned into your group again.
It's short. I don't even know it by heart. I have to go back to that to to that poll.
To that email. Yeah, I don't know if I have it handy. Liz, do you have those lists handy by any chance?
Yeah, Michael, I'll get it out while you're chatting. Someone has it.
This is Jan. I have the email handy here. I believe it's, and if I'm misusing the name, Sintra Sismanan Lisa Sismanan.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there. You kind of faded out.
The email we have dating back to August is Sintra Sismanan, Elisa Cooper, and myself, Ann Noss.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if Sintra is trying to get on the call, but she needs somebody to call out to her, she just sent me a note. I'm sure if that is in the process of has already happened.
Didn't know, I don't think. Natalie, do you recall getting a request for a call out for
She sent a message to Gisela.
Okay.
And anyway, so I'm not sure. I can ask her via Skype.
If you could send it to me.
Who's speaking? Is it?
Liz, sorry.
Liz, okay. Okay. Okay.
Verna, can we leave you with that?
Can you have her call out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try to handle it with the members of the group, so you know we don't have to take bandwidth right now for the general meeting.
But also, Werner, if there's a way for the staff to help in any way, let us know.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and if nobody in the group, for whatever reason, wants to assume the leadership position, let us know, and we'll open it up again to the entire group and see if somebody wants to swap around into that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for just putting that on the table, Vern, because it's much more helpful if people can just be very straightforward about what they're able to do, and we accommodate accordingly. And I know your voice will still be in there. I mean, even in a peer reviewing position, you're very knowledgeable in this space, and it'll be very helpful for your feedback.
Well, it's. I think many people would have possibly even participated if it hadn't been like that. I've realized it'd be actually a fairly small group, and it must have already had an effect before that in terms of the number of participate because so many people drawn away. But,
our first couple of calls had what seemed like a lot of people interested, and that faded quickly once the program got approved, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, okay. We will make do with what we have and push ahead. So on that note, I guess we'll go to Wilson, and then I'll talk about, we'll go immediately to three after Wilson, because we can talk a little bit about what we're going to try and do to accommodate the fact that we have a bit of a smaller group now. So, Wilson? I don't see Wilson on the Adobe Connect anymore. Did we lose him?
I think we did. I saw him before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we jump to three, and when he pops back on, we'll engage him. So what we decided to do with the meeting schedule is just to simplify things. Because everybody is, things are so much more fast-paced and people are struggling with different responsibilities with the new program underway, that we thought we'd simplify the meeting structure again and just go to entire group meetings every 2 weeks and ask the subgroup efforts to organize themselves in between those 2 weeks to accomplish the action items that we agree that they're going to get done before the next call. And so they can either, communicate via email, put together a call if they think that that's necessary, or go point-to-point amongst themselves to get things done. But as an entire group, we come together every 2 weeks, and if we need to go, an hour and a half in that call, that's fine. Better to do that once every 2 weeks and have a regular meeting time that people can address or work around versus the kind of overlapping structure we were doing before. So that's what we discussed at the last meeting. We have a few more people on the call now from the last meeting, so what do people think of that, especially the new people to the call? Are we still okay with that structure?
This is Vernon. I think this is a good idea, specifically in view of the, you know, dire resource situation that we face.
Right. Okay. And, you know, we'll still try and keep the subgroup structure going to do the parallelization of work, but it may just turn into, in some cases, assignment of work items out to even individuals, you know, for an action item to turn back by the next meeting sort of thing. And so we'll combine our project management efforts on every call then. And the agenda will have, you know, updates from anybody who's in a leadership position or in a direct deliverable for that call at the beginning of the agenda. Then we'll move through to develop our next deliverables for the next meeting or subsequent meetings, and then we'll go in general to any kind of ancillary things, whether or not something's come up like this SAC report or, you know, a new piece of business, if that makes sense. Okay. So that's kind of what we're trying to do today, that same sort of structure. So in that vein, I'd like to jump into saying, you know, if we break this down a little bit, realistically, what can we get done for our next meeting in 2 weeks? And so I'll throw out a few things I had in mind and see if to get the conversation started and see if others can join in and offer things that we can get done to get momentum. As an action item for myself, I'll volunteer to go through the related SAC documents, and I think Liz said that staff would review that as well, and try and pull out anything that we need to do in regards to that. Another work item that we'll talk about in 5, just to clarify, but we owe a response back to the request from the GNSO Council that we talked about at the last meeting. So not everyone was on the call, so we'll review that request again and just clarify that. So I'll volunteer to take care of working with Liz to draft a response to them for that. And those are 2 action items I can take. I'd like to know if we don't have Wilson on yet, but if I have to reach out to the individual, Wilson and Don, obviously, I'll talk to on Monday. But I'd really like to see if we can get the work scope done for our 3 areas of work initially by next meeting. So, Werner, if you're looking for, you know, someone to swing into the leadership position, one of the key questions is, do they feel they can, you know, develop that for the next meeting or at least an outline?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Does anyone have any other work goals in mind in keeping with, you know, what we've agreed to as a group to do that's attainable before the next meeting?
Well, Michael,
I think it's it should be, if you look at the next meeting, if it's when would that be? That's 2 weeks from now. And we talk about the 24th, something like that.
Correct.
That is a U.S. holiday.
Right. So we have to talk about still the scheduling of the next couple of calls because the next
we'll assume we'll bounce Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day, and then the following week, staff is off-site for the whole week and won't be available to staff any working group calls.
Okay. So let's pull up calendars then, and, you know, while we're on the subject, why don't we try and figure out the date of the next call then?
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that worries me a little bit is a big ICANN deadline in the context of the Ibero RFI, and the which has a couple of other things as well, of course, but pressure is terrible.
I can totally sympathize. So when's that deadline again?
I think it's the 30th. We've got them the 18th, I believe. We've got have to check. There's a telephone conference that has to be prepared, and then there's, you know, the I think the 30th is the deadline for the response.
Okay, so do we want to target, obviously that's a bad day for you, the 1st and the 2nd of November I have pretty much all day commitments on, but I could, you know, I could do the, you know, I'm safe earlier than that, but obviously we have other problems in the, with the holidays and then staff support. So if we look at the week of December 5th, I have travel starting on the Tuesday, but I could do a call on the Monday, December 5th, if that would work for people.
I think that would be more comfortable for me. Yeah, yeah. But then again, you know, we never know what was going to happen. But let's say the end of the end of November is going to be pretty hellish.
Yeah. So I think that's probably. Is everyone okay with trying to shoot for that day for the next meeting? I just heard somebody talk, but I couldn't make out what they were saying.
Yeah, that's fine with my schedule.
Okay, great. Liz, does that work okay for you, for staff?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So why don't we do a doodle for the exact time?
Okay.
And then just to move one step ahead, if we could, do we want to then try to get back on in every other week?
Yeah.
Like what would be the next? Would we go for the 15th then and try to get back on Thursdays?
Yeah, I think Thursdays are probably generally a better day in the week for people. You know, it's a safer day in the week for people than a Monday.
Okay, so the 5th and then the 15th. And then we're probably skipping 2 weeks and going into January for the next call.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Very good. I just want to get us on a regular schedule, so the 5th, the 15th, and then the first Thursday in January.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And we've got our action items for the next meeting. So let's go on to 5.
We'd like to talk a little bit, though, about what you said. This is Liz now speaking about the access, the request that we got from the GNSO Council, and the fact you mentioned that you would work with staff to develop a response to the council on that. But I think it's important for us to discuss as a group, for the group to agree that that's the case, that they think that it's probably beyond the remit of this group. So you might have intended still to have that conversation, but I just want to be to emphasize that I think that's important before we start to actually draft a response to.
Absolutely, Liz.
Okay,
so that's 5. And I think we actually said, you know, we need to do a formal, I think we should do a formal vote actually as a working group, or at least verbal response, that it's not in our remit. Liz, do you have that language? Can you throw that? Oh, there it is on the side. Okay. So, guys, if you're looking at Adobe Connect, the specific phrase that we're troubled with, where is it here? Resolved in response requests. The GNSO Council requests the Whois survey drafting team to consider including the issue of Whois access as part of the survey it has been tasked to develop. And we certainly are considering it in as a technical requirement, but we want to. It's more of a clarification than to say it's not in our remit, I think, Liz. And that is, we want to give a response back, just stating that, reiterating that the work we're doing is about technical requirements, technical functionality that we're asking questions about, versus, you know, passing any kind of policy judgment on whether or not access controls should be, from a policy point of view, should be part of a Whois implementation or not. Certainly, I think wherever functionality can be turned on and off, it's prudent to have that as an option in any system. So I think we just want to give them back a clarifying statement saying that this is what we believe is our remit, that we're looking at this as a requirement or functional request versus any policy, or even really, you know, how we would hardcore, specifically, technically, apply it, because that's out of our remit as well to get into the details of the implementation. So does everyone agree that, you know, that's where we should be focusing, and that we should be being clear to the council that this is not, that we're staying clear of the policy decisions around who has access?
Sorry, could you just repeat the last sentence? I didn't.
Werner, what I'm saying is the thought I'm asserting is that, you know, we'll consider who is access. There are questions surrounding the who is access that will be part of the survey because it's part of the report that we're building the survey from. But we want to make it very clear to the council and put a response back to them saying, look, we're looking at it as functionality. It's not our remit, the remit of our group, to judge whether or not who is access, you know, is turned on or off, or, you know, in use by some registry operators and not in use of others. We will make sure that we remind them that we're staying clear of the policy questions around that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is, I'm unsure about that because it is a kind of worms related to many other things. That's why I'm a little bit unsure just of whether I'm comfortable with it or not. But it's
okay.
I understand also we have to limit the remit of our group, which is of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a really difficult question. It's a really difficult question. If it's where should we limit the remit? And, are we making a mistake if suddenly if we exclude something? But need more thinking about that.
Sure.
Also to see what other groups are looking at that. It's, because it's such a complex set of issues. They're handled by different working groups. So.
Right.
Maybe, yeah, I would like to hear what staff who have a better overview of all the different things would think about if somebody will handle the subject, you know, if we don't handle it.
Well, and I'm not saying we wouldn't handle the subject, Werner. A requirement around who is access is in the who is requirements report. So I think it's in our remit to look at that. Like we agreed, we check back in with stakeholders. But to constrain our questions around the actual functionality, not whether or not, let me be clear, not whether or not the functionality should be turned on or off by various registry operators. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you've built many systems. This is about, you know, is the function there? Great. But whether or not you choose to use that function is another question, and that's really a policy. In some legal jurisdictions, it's a legal question, right?
But do you put that under the word access? I'm wondering, would it be? And maybe that's what made me hesitant, you know, because we had the problem of people not being provided access or. Access for some people and other people who should not have it.
Right. I mean, our questions, I think, on the survey would be all around what levels of who has access. You know, give me an example. What a general question would be, maybe, you know, do you believe that there should be access controls around who is? What type of access controls would they be? Group based? Do you believe that the different accesses should provide different data responses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are all kind of around functionality, right? Whether or not you choose to use them or not is another question, right? But
okay, so it is having it is one question which we would of course address having access, whether you know. Nobody's obliged to use it, of course. But if you say certain data should only be available to certified law enforcement people, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we need to be that explicit in our questions. Our questions would be more like, do you believe we should have different defined groups of who is users?
Mm-hmm.
And those different defined groups should have different access by definition of their groups to different data responses. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our questions would be, would stay out of the political of, you know, specifically asking whether or not law enforcement, you know, should get...
Yeah, I know.
You know, yeah. So that's I think that's something we'd want to clarify with the GNSO and say, you know, we're going to stay away from being specific in defining the actual groups. I mean, the system should be configurable to create, you know, 1 or 100 groups if that's what you want, right?
Mm-hmm. The question is, of course, will it still be understandable? If you do the survey and be so generic that nobody understands what we mean by differentiating by groups?
Well, that's a good question, and I think, you know, what we'd want to do is find the most... I think we would ask the generic question, and then under the generic question, ideally, when we write these questions, is we would try and give an example.
That's a good idea, yeah.
You know, and make the example as harmless, you know, as non-controversial as possible. Right.
Yeah, exactly, because if you make a controversial example, then people will do the reasoning on the basis of the example instead of the principle. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so this is actually the response back to GNSO Council would be, frankly a little tricky to write to make sure that they understand where we're coming from, but I think, you know, it's important we try to make that clarification. Because mm-hmm. I think there's already talking to people in general who have been working on, like, you know, around who is policy and so forth. You know, I've talked to a few, including Kathy recently, and I had to explain to her kind of, you know, that we're concerned with requirements and functionality versus, you know, the right, how it should be applied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what the policy folks are worried about. So Kathy Kleiman, it took me about 10 minutes of kind of just reiterating it in different ways till she really, you know, got what I was saying. So I think we have to try and draft something very carefully here. And Liz, you offered to help draft this, so given it's going to be a tough one to draft and make it comprehensive, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, specific in this case, you know, it's a...
He and I have been jabbering, and he definitely has a couple of ideas about how to articulate it, so we'll work together on it.
But, you know, there's... I just can take this example as where people could misunderstand each other. For instance,
really
differentiated access, you know, differentiated responses, you know, as such is a good idea with respect to the serving different needs. However, saying that on the same address... upon the same request, at the same address, you would give differentiated responses depending on who, you know, who is asking, would actually be technically, you know, a bad solution. You know, we'd rather say, okay, you create different questions, and some people would be able to ask the more in-depth questions or will receive a response or none, whereas other people wouldn't. But if you say this, the same place would give different answers, is actually technically a bad solution because it causes many misunderstandings. So we have to be very careful in terms of how we ask that question, so people don't misunderstand it as, you know, are we proposing a flawed technical solution,
right, exactly.
As opposed to a policy question.
Right. So we have two groups to communicate carefully here. Those that are actually implementing and the technical folks on one side, make sure they understand that we're not trying to dictate the implementation.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to talk about the functionality, and then same issue with the policy folks. We're talking about the functionality here. We're not talking about whether or not the functionality should be turned on or off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another question. So okay, so that's a very good point. And in the draft, I'll try and, you know, mostly with the council, I don't think we're looking at a small number of truly technical people on it, but because the response could be viewed by many, we'll try and make sure that it's clear to both the technical and the non-technical communities. That's going to be a fun one to write.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's been listening to the conversation back and forth with Werner and I. Does anyone have anything to add, or do they think that covers it? Okay. Hearing nothing, it sounds like I'm going to take that as permission from the group to go ahead and draft the response in that way, and then once we have it, we'll circulate it on the list and ask people to we'll give you a time period to come back and say if you want to adjust it or have suggested edits, and if everyone's okay with it, we'll move ahead and submit it.
Okay.
All right, Liz, the new business was the ESSAC report and direction.
Right.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to Susan Prosser for circulating a notice that's been sent to all of the SOs and ACs from the board, which is in receipt of a paper that the Security and Stability Advisory Committee published called the ESSAC Report on Domain Name Whois Terminology and Structure, which is referred to as SAC 051. And this report has several recommendations in it that are spelled out in the email that we forwarded to all of you. I think it's probably easier to follow this by looking at what the recommendations are that have been extracted into this email, which is at the end of the email. Recommendation one has to do with specific terminology that the report explains that it thinks is useful for talking about what different aspects of who is, being clear about when we're talking about something at the protocol level versus the directory service level. The second recommendation says that the community should evaluate and adopt a replacement domain name registration data access protocol that supports the query and display of internationalized data, and that's the DNRD is explained as one of the taxonomy elements above, as well as addressing relevant recommendations in previous SAC reports, previous ESSAC reports that also talk about deficiencies in Whois, and those are referenced there. And then there's a third recommendation that recommends that the ICANN community develop a uniform and standard framework for accessing this data that would provide mechanisms to define and implement a range of verification methods, credential services, and access control capabilities. So here you see in the ESSAC recommendations themselves some rather specific language in the sense of really encouraging the adoption of some replacement protocol, so technical replacement capabilities that I think, is directly relevant to the work that we're doing here in trying to define what those technical elements should be. And then I think I want to just draw your attention to the fact that these recommendations were submitted by the ESSAC to the board, and then the board in Dakar resolved in its second resolve clause, which is you'll see further up in the email, again, that we've circulated to you today, the board directs staff to produce, in consultation with the community, a roadmap for the coordination of the technical and policy discussions necessary to implement the recommendations outlined in SAC 051. So the staff is tasked with consulting with the community about what this roadmap should contain, but developing a roadmap to submit to the board for, how to coordinate the technical and policy discussions necessary to implement this. And I think there is definitely some relevance to the work of this group there. The board also asked for the report, the ESSAC report, to be circulated to the different SOs and ACs. And that's what this email actually does, is it's the official request to the chairs and vice chairs of the supporting organizations and advisory committees to review
the ESAC report and to provide comments to ICANN staff within 60 days, not later than January 9th, 2012, it should be. And Julie Hedlund is coordinating that, just the gathering of the input from the SOs and ACs. I would suggest that this working group consider proposing to the GNSO that it consider providing some comments, or at least providing input to the board that describes what the work of this group will be and how this group thinks it could provide input over time to what the board is hoping to accomplish here. I mean, I think they are relevant, and that's something that I would suggest that this group communicate to the GNSO Council, and we can talk a little bit more about that at our next meeting if you agree. But I do want to thank Susan again for bringing this to the group's attention, and I do encourage you to look at the report and that the board resolution, and we can talk. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I have the primary authors of the report on an upcoming call, and handle any next steps you all think are appropriate.
Sounds great. Also sounds like we're getting some steam.
A personal comment, it's encouraging that the board has identified this as a priority issue, that, you know, part of what's fed into this, for those of you who are involved in the Internationalized Registration Data Working Group that's got a draft final report that's seeking comments now, there is attention from several quarters on the fact that there's going to need to be a coordinated sort of technical effort, you know, and potentially policy effort, too, with regard to a new protocol. But I think that the board, it would definitely be appropriate for this group to provide guidance to the degree that it can.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Liz, thank you for that. That was a really good update. I think we have to go through the materials and also think about in general, how, you know, I do think it adjusts the work that we're contemplating, and that these efforts to some degree should draw together, because otherwise we're going to end up with some duplicate work or effort. Typically there, you know, this survey I think was meant to be a larger scale outreach in order to confirm some understanding about, you know, what we all think that the basic functionality should be in the next WHOIS service, or, you know, what should be at least included. Again, whether or not it's turned on or off is another question. But, you know, I think what this represents, what we can do as a group for this effort is, you know, make sure that any key questions that need to go out to a broader outreach community gets included in our survey, and they could use this as a conduit to deal with the larger outreach, you know, requirement or desire that would happen in this work you just mentioned, bind it into what we're doing, and then, you know, do both kind of in one effort versus having, you know, multiple efforts.
This is Susan. I'm concerned. I agree with you, Michael, that it might take more on, but my concern is the group is rather small as it is, and I think we would need possibly some more participation if it does expand. That's my kind of my concern.
I'm absolutely with you. If they want to do more of an effort, I think, you know, part of that would be twofold. One, we would expect to get more volunteer resources, but then also I think this starts to become such a large initiative and such an effort that we'd have to actually ask for some, and we talked in the past about making some resource requests around consultancy help in terms of reviewing our survey and so forth, but I mean, we'd just be getting to a work scope size where we're going to need more support like that, I think.
Right.
Actually, yeah, paid support, per se. So that we have people's time.
Not the volunteer type we have.
Well, the volunteers would be absolutely, you know, imperative to maintain the bottom-up mechanism, right? But you know, it's volunteers, in some when you get the work gets up to a certain level, you want the volunteers to be directing, reviewing, and approving or modifying or editing and so forth, versus a lot of the groundwork or the research or whatever or the initial draft writing, and that we could use, if we could get funding for it, we could use paid resources for.
I agree.
Okay. Does anyone want to offer any other thoughts on that? Okay. Hearing none, I think we've come to the end of our agenda. I'll ask one more time, does anyone have anything else that they want to add to the overall meeting?
This is Susan again. I have a quick question. I'm part of the Wilson subgroup, and obviously he's dropped offline, unfortunately. How do I find out what the next steps of our subgroup are? Should I reach out to him, or is that something, Michael, you're going to try and wrangle the subgroup chairs together?
I would suggest both.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to, Werner's got an action item. I'm going to be seeing Don in person on Monday, and I will try and get a call going with Wilson as well between now and the next meeting. But Susan, I wouldn't hesitate to reach out. You should probably be having ongoing conversations directly with your subchair.
Yeah, I don't think he's been able to utilize his subgroup as much as he could, from what I've understood by members.
Yeah, feel free to contact me directly if you're finding you need any assistance with that.
Yeah, no, I'll reach out to him, and I know Steve is also having a challenge, so we'll make sure that he knows that we are available to him in our subgroup and in any effort.
Great. And I'm very interested to be kept up to date on how that goes.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
So thanks, everyone. I guess, Liz, we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Unless staff has anything more.
Nothing more to add. Thank you all very much, and look for the doodle just to confirm the time for our next call, which will be on the 5th of December. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.